is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Gonna get you in bed, throw the covers on your head. You pretend like you want a hand. Do you know we get rhythm is gonna get you? Rhythm is gonna get you, rhythm is gonna get you, rhythm is gonna get you, rhythm is gonna get you tonight. Tuesday. It is a very, very wet Tuesday, and we are here on Kenny's Corner. We are talking with the master percussionist. We are speaking with Mr. Reuben Craig Delavaux. He is the backline chairman for One Family. When you think music, when you think really good reconscript music, when you think rhythm, when you think of melodious hands and you see the movement and you feel the energy, you think of one man, and that man is Mr. Reuben Craig Delavaux. Mr. Delavaux, good evening.
A pleasant good evening to the Bahamas. A pleasant good well.
How are you today?
I am good, and I am glad to be in the land of the living.
I love that for us. Mr. Delavaux, you are a master percussionist. You have mastered the drum. I've seen you pick up the tum-tum drum, on one or two occasions, and you seem to make love to the drum. You seem to bring the drum to life. What is that? What is that about? Like, how did you get involved in the drum? Like, my daddy was a drummer too. I like drummers. I mean, I just want you to know I like drummers. So, Mr. Delavaux, tell me about the drum.
Well, at a very young age, I was very, very deeply involved in music because of my father, Mr. Arjun Delavaux Sr., who is a gospel musician. I started in church playing the drum set. I moved on to the marching band snare drum, and then eventually I got involved into junk canoe. So in getting involved in junk canoe, I was exposed to the Chipman family, where I have been, just deeply involved in the culture and the arts. And the drumming passion, it was just something that I loved doing. And I put all of my heart and soul into it. And lo and behold, Rubber Pum Pum was born.
Come, they told me, Parumpa Pum Pum.
All day.
So what junk in a group did you start with, Mr. Delavaux?
Well, my grandfather, who's now deceased, his name is Mr. Arlington Morrison, may his soul rest in peace. He somehow took me to junk canoe for the very first time. And I went downtown and I ended up in the Pigs junk canoe group. And I didn't even know the name of the group, but I ended up in the Pigs.
Right.
And that was like so magnificent at that particular time because I was never exposed to that type of culture because I was so deeply involved in church and went going to Junkanoo, I was like, wow, what is this? And it was life changing. So I started out with the pigs, and then eventually I moved from the pigs. I got involved into the Junior Junkanoo program in the early 80s. And from Junior Junkanoo, I went to the world famous Wally Boys. Yeah, so talented there, but it went unrecognized. And my very good friend, John Chippy Chipman's grandson, Sharif Taylor, and a few guys from the neighborhood invited me to come to them to practice with the Saxons.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And at a particular time, because I told the story many times, where, you know, what caused me left the Wally Boys. It was just difficult for me as a young man getting all the way from Nassau Village to Malcolm Park. But when we moved in the Pinewood Gardens area, that transition worked better for me. But all of those guys in that area, most of them were Saxons. So they say, man, jump on the truck. Come go with us to practice. And I went into the Mason's Edition. And I looked around. And I saw none of those guys in that group was on my level with the drum. So I said, wow. But I loved the group. The group rushed with so much passion and so much love. And they accepted me with open arms. Like, I've been in this group for a very long time. And they cloaked me. And, you know, I met Lick. And I met, you know, some of those great drummers, the JJs, and man, it was just so loving, and they accepted me. And when I joined that group, I was a part of that group for a period of time, under the backline leadership of your father, Mr. Casey. He talked to me, he mentored me in many cases, always had a word of encouragement.
So you saw me from long time then? You saw me before?
Boy, listen, I had one eye open long time. man, so, you know, those years in the Saxons, I did my thing. In 1996, they came up with the Olympic of Junkanoo, where they were looking for the best drummers and cowbell, the best five-man combo. So in 1996, Lick won the best drummer. In 1997, Lick won. And Lick had an injury in 1998. So everybody was saying, who's going to win this year? Lo and behold, Ruben Delavo came from through the trenches. And I went in that competition, and I beat them left, right, and center. And from there, my good now chairman, one family jungle group, is a non-role. And Mr. Anwar Ferguson Pui brainwashed me. Say, babe, come to one family.
Right.
And I was like, wait, family? No, boy. It's a Saxon, you know? But they brainwashed me. But I, for some reason, gave it some thought and prayer. And I made a decision to go to one family.
Right.
And they accepted me with open arms. And from that day to now, God is being good.
And from that day to now, you've been trying to beat the Saxons.
From that day to now, it's been march or die.
Now, Mr. Delavo, I understand that when you were with the Saxon Superstars, you had five straight best music. Is that true?
I was in the back there.
You were in the back?
I was deep back.
You was deep in the back?
Some people didn't even know me.
Some people didn't know you?
No, they didn't know me.
Okay, but you always had this type of energy, because you have an energy that is insurmountable. Like, your energy is like, it's like a this all of the time.
Well, it's just a passion, you know. Sometimes when you are full of passion,
right,
it comes out. But some persons are so afraid of passion sometimes, they can't identify it. They identify that sometimes it's anger, or like this person appears to be kind of crazy. But in most cases, it's just passion.
Okay.
For when you love doing what you're doing. And, you know, rushing with the Saxons, and Saxons is a passionate group. Because when you love something, that is displayed in a different way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Mr. Delavo, Labor Day kicks off the Junkanoo season. What does your group have to bring to Bay Street for Labor Day? Will you be on Bay Street for Labor Day?
Well, first and foremost.
Yes, sir.
Let me establish protocol. I would like to say a pleasant good afternoon to the One Family Junkanoo Group and Organization. Under the chairmanship of Mr. Vernon Roll, I would not disclose no details in terms of what we have to bring. But Labor Day.
Yes.
Let me say this to you.
Tell me.
When one family reach in this road Labor Day.
When you'll get in the road, what's going to happen? Tell me. Tell me what's going to happen.
We want to change Labor Day name.
What do you want to change it to?
To Coconut Day.
Why?
Because we can bark y'all like coconut. That's what we want to do. That's what we can do Labor Day.
We barking everybody like coconut?
And if there's a Saxon in there, they can hear about it.
You can hear about it. We can hear about it?
Yeah, man.
Listen.
You don't know why you're ducking.
No, no. I'm a radio talk show host today. I have no horse in the race. But the Saxons will be on a different island, you see? And so the Saxons will not be traversing the boulevard on that day. So
the whole Saxon traveling or just a few persons?
The whole Saxons are traveling. We travel as a group. We travel as a colony of ants just like y'all. We will not be there.
But let me say this to you.
Tell me, Mr. Delaval.
And I want you to hear what I have to say.
I'm listening carefully.
Go to the ant.
Yes.
You sluggard. Consider their ways and be wise. However you take it, you take that.
I you come in with some deep quotes in here today. You come in with some deep quotes with Mr. Delaval. I have a question for you though. Mm-hmm. When it comes up to your feeding system for Labor Day, because Labor Day kicks off the junkanoo season, the Saxons are the group to beat, right? Hold on, let me finish. The Saxons are the group to beat. Who will be there for y'all to feed off? The two valleys who can't get it together, who write and letter every day. The roots ain't showing up. Genesis said it's their 10th year, so they bring in all the costume of the shark and they bringing it to Bay Street. Who y'all have to feed off of?
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. I would say this, Ken.
Tell me, sir.
One family don't care if the Saxon ain't Russian.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care how much costume you bring.
Right.
We don't care if you're coming left or right.
Right.
When those aunts reaching the road,
mm-hmm.
you would know them.
Now, I must tell you, Mr. Delaval, right? About 2 years ago, you guys came up Bay Street. And you are a dancing queen, young and sweet. I mean, y'all had the place crazy. That was some good music.
Well, the brass did a very good job, and I commend Trico Johnson, my lead brass, him and, you know, T-Fats doing a magnificent job. And those guys, they have a collaboration of arrangers inside that group who nobody talks about.
Right.
But they are working constantly, and I appreciate my brass section. Listen, man, those guys have done such a great job on their level of consistency.
Mm-hmm.
And hats off to them. And just continue working hard, gentlemen. I know most of you guys are listening. Continue working hard. Don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what they do. Just do what you all got to do and do it to the best of your ability. So big up to Trico Johnson and his team. And I guarantee you, when Labor Day comes, you're going to hear something.
Now, you know, I have a bad leg. I feel like, I mean, my group isn't rushing, so I don't know if I need to go out to Bay Street, but I would like to hear what one family does, because I have to be honest with you, right? I love how creative your group is and how you seem so very disciplined. If you guys say, like, I watch all of the highlights, right? I mean, I just come to your practice too, right? If you say you guys are wearing white, you have on your white, you're very disciplined, you're very organized. Why y'all have to start practice the next day? Why y'all start practice 2 o'clock in the morning? Like, what is up with that?
This year, one family is on a mission.
Okay.
And in the years past,
mm-hmm.
we had many instances where we show a lack of discipline in terms of our punctuality, in terms of time management, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, we are now carving the ice. At 2 o'clock in the morning, if you're coming looking for one family at 2 o'clock, you only can dream about it, because we can already be moving our beds. We are moving in the right direction. We are only doing positive vibes. We are only accepting positive vibes only.
Mm-hmm.
This group is on a mission. Okay. And it's not just winning on Bay Street, it's winning in the community as well.
Okay.
And that is what I love so much about One Family. We pay attention to detail. Our innovation and our motivation is spiritual. That is why One Family is always a force to reckon with on Bay Street.
Mr. Delavaux, now, when it comes up to music, you have the rhythm band. And I just absolutely love your essence. You've played on many different occasions. You have all of the events, like the regattas, Royalville Regatta, most famously. You played at the balls. One ball in particular that I had the auspices over, and that was the JCNP ball. And you played a particular song and you put it into Rake and Scrape. Do you watch the room in terms of the music that you need to play? How do you study? How do you know, well, we should play this at this particular event? Because you played that song for the JCNP ball. The Saxons won music. We win music on Bay Street, right? But you came into our space and you dominated with that song.
Over the years, I've learned to study my audience and at that ball. Despite me being a One Family, I'm the CEO and founder of the Rhythm Band, but I don't mix business with pleasure.
No.
When it comes to business, business is business.
Mm-hmm.
So when I knew that the Saxon was going to buy the whole ball out, I said, you know what I'm going to do?
Yes.
I can give them something. So I had a few plans in effect for them that night as far as music. But that particular song we did, I knew that it was going to catch fire. I knew it was going to take that room to the next level. And when I saw the brass and I saw the guy who arranged the song, he was so happy to hear that song played by the Rhythm Band in Rake and Scrape. And, you know, it was life-taking. It was breathtaking. I mean, for those who didn't see the video, we could, you know, go on YouTube. Just type in the Rhythm Band, Sweet Caroline. And watch.
Caroline.
Yeah, just watch it.
Bum, bum, bum. Yes. I mean.
Just watch it.
They took, Jeremy took my crutches. Buro take my crutches. They was dancing. They was having a good time.
Yeah,
Brown was dancing. The SSD was in full effect. Nicole was dancing. Everybody had a good time. I mean, I had to sit down, but I put my crutch up in there at one point too. But Mr. Delavaux, you have a certain tenacity and an energy, a love for music. Do they ever call you the music man?
Well, they call me all kinds of names. Sometimes they call me some names, you know, only Jesus one can take it off me.
Oh boy.
But in all fairness and reality, they call me Rapper Pom Pom. Or they call me Pom.
Pumper.
But my jungle name is Jaben.
Jaben.
Jaben. So if you call me Jaben, I know that jungle new. You know, I got that name in the Saxons because there was a Rasta living right next to Mason's Edition, the park in Mason's Edition. His name is Jaben. So when I came, he named Ruben, but they call him Ja Ruben.
Mm.
So they call me Jaben. So that's my jungle name.
Okay, we have the line, Mr. Delavaux. Good evening, caller. You're on.
Good afternoon. My friend, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm good. Sir, I must say to you, she said something that I wanted to say, that One Family is a very, you know, One Family reminded me of in years past, the Wally Boys. Very, very disciplined. You remember the Wally Boys was the most disciplined group in the Bahamas?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm seeing One Family falling in that footstep. Family, yes, I remember when Family came out. Porky Dorsett was leader of the brass, playing with saxophone. They played one song, but for 3 years. Now, One Family is dominating in music on Bay Street. Now, they get their blues, but One Family is dominating in music.
In order to win music, you gotta beat us.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't worry about who win music. You worry about who coming second in music. Now, let me say this about the Saxons. I'm a junkanoo. The Saxons is a Russian group.
Oh, I could tell you
they
that.
They could rush you to death. Got you out of Saxons is Louis New Year's. Because they could rush you to death. They could rush you. Now, Boxing Day, you could hold them. But New Year's, the Saxon is a... And they believe they own Shirley Street, must be, because that close the Mason Edition. Then they go on to Shirley Street, they want to take everything over.
I mean, you might as well, if you're close to the arch, you might have the arch and just go straight on. Well,
let me tell you my last experience, and I'm going to go on this. One year, the Saxon came forth. In order for us to get back around on Soldier Road, we had to go Village Road. Nobody could have passed E Street. Nobody could have passed Market Street.
Jeepers creepers.
That's how the Saxons used to carry on. You remember one time ago in the real junk in the world, when the Wally boys ride to Mason Edition round November, December, they had to take their flag off their car?
That was one time ago, but now now everybody goes to everybody's practices. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't know if you
absolutely.
Know Candy. You know a gentleman they used to call Ken Motorboat Ferguson?
Yes, sir.
From Grandmama the Classic Dancers?
Yes.
That's my oldest brother.
Oh, really?
That's how I got into Junkanoo. He steal me one night and took me over to Junkanoo, and the people tell my mother they saw me on Bay Street rushing. My mother said, not my son. My son is in bed. She ain't know my brother them that had my call soon that day. Him and the same leader now of Redland Soldiers, Philip Carey. They took me out to Junkanoo for the first time. First time I ever rushed.
That's excellent. That's excellent. That is wonderful, Mr. Ferguson. That is fantastic.
I tell you, they have a group now. They're calling the disability something. I don't like that name too well. But they have a group now with people that are challenged.
Okay.
I'm going to be the lead scraper.
Well, you know, we do have persons that have different abilities. We welcome everybody. You know, Junkin is for all of us.
Yeah, man. No, nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me. No, sickness can't stop me from rushing. Death. Death is the only thing that stops me. Because I'm sick and I go to the hospital. When I hear that music, I can find a way to get her there.
I can tell you that.
Guess what? Junkanoo is good for energy, you know. You do a good two laps. You don't have to exercise but for 3 months. But you got two solid laps. Two good laps.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And let me let you go on this. Imagine a fella, you see the 55-gallon drum. The garbage people have to pick up the throw in the garbage bin. Imagine a nigga rushing from the hole to Elizabeth Avenue with one of them round your neck. Just him one living that.
Just him one.
That have to be a love.
That has to be a love, especially because they put so much pressure on the back line.
But that have to be a love.
Yes, sir.
I can continue listening because I can talk with Junkanoo all night.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Mr. Delavaux, I have a question for you. You've inspired so many. Who are your sources of inspiration and your strength?
Who are my sources?
Yeah, who is your source of inspiration? Like, who inspired you? Why haven't you stopped Junkanoo? Like, why do you continue doing it?
Well, when you become a part of the music, it's hard to let it go. Who inspired me was a few drummers over there. Most importantly, John Chippy Chipman, Penis Taylor. And there's this guy who most people don't even talk about. His name is Natty Small. He's a blind man. When Natty introduced me to all those various rhythms, I knew nothing about these things. But Natty Small is one of the greatest percussionists this country has ever seen.
Mm.
And he is the ultimate teacher when it comes to the various of different rhythms.
Tell me something, Mr. Delavaux. When it comes up to music, right? And this is my philosophy, and I could be wrong, but this is how I see it. When it comes up to music, music should be like love. It should be synchronized. It should be chemistry. Do you think you can buy good music?
You can buy it?
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy. You could buy a CD.
You think I could rent Brass? You think Brass is rentable? You think Backline is rentable? Do you think that these things are a fallacy? Do you think that you should have people who want to have good music and that's how the music should run? What do you think about that?
The way things are running in the jungle now, you could pay a musician, right, to come and help you out, right? So right. Whether it's a brass person, whether it's some bass drummer or some garbage shaker, if you feel your group got this money and you want to spend it, and you feel as though that this person you hire could help you win, I mean, that's a decision your group will have to make. But not necessarily it wins, because there's something in jungle called chemistry.
Right.
And that doesn't happen overnight. That happens over a period of time. So you could spend $20 million on brass.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend $800 million on drummers. But if there's no chemistry, if there's no cohesiveness.
You get your handshake.
You get nothing in the morning.
You get coconut.
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 Absolutely.
But I have to say, right, Mr. Delaval, right? Because I am a champion. I am a four-time winner on Bay Street, right? What's the problem? I'm a four-time winner on Bay Street. I just want to know from you, when it comes down to the heart and the soul and the love for Junkanoo, do you think you could literally be in your bed and hear the Junkanoo roaring and not get up and want to be a part of it?
One time ago, I couldn't do it. But now the way Junkanoo is going, and I can lay down and sleep. I can hear Junkanoo rushing right now, I wouldn't go.
What?
Yeah, because the sweetness and the spirit of Junkanoo, like every time we turn around, there's some controversy. And you know, they're killing the essence. The sweetness of Junkanoo is not the same anymore.
I agree with you. And I know I have to say this, right? And this is my fervent opinion. But this entire saga with the two V groups, it is borderline sickening, and it has poisoned the Junkanoo community. It's like a cancer to the Junkanoo community. Every time you look around, it's a lail, it's a this, it's a that. There's no way that you could rush beside people for 20, 25 years, and then you have a disagreement, you can't come to a conclusion, and you're trying to take this one job, or you're cussing out this one, you're cussing out the next one. We still have to live in Nassau. Nassau is 7 by 21. How do you rush on the side of someone for all of this time and then turn around and cuss them out at the same breath? Like, the sweetness of Junkanoo has soured a little bit. And people look at the Junkanoo community and they look at us with such disdain, but they don't realize that that's those people's personal business that they brought to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take the sweetness out of Junkanoo a little bit. I think that it actually does. We are going to go to a break. Hold on, let me see. I have some text messages here. Let me read these text messages before I get riled. Good afternoon, Kenny. March or good afternoon, Kenny. March or die. Tell Ruben it's on. Hey, all right. I will tell him, Ruben, it's on. We are going to take a very, very quick commercial break. This is Kenny's Corner. I'm speaking here with master percussionist, Mr. Ruben Craig Delaval. Rhythm Band, the rhythm is gonna get you. We will be back in a few moments.
Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you and three others on a 7-day cruise to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part, no visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have 4 ways to enter, 4 ways to win. 1, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. 2, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. 3, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. 4, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Drawing is on July 4, 2025. Brought to you by the Nassau Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
Those of you that are listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 and you do not know what being in the hole is, Mr. Delaval, tell me what that energy is like. Like, you pick, let's say you pick three. You know there are other groups that go out ahead of you. You are ready to traverse the boulevard. You're to George Street. You come in from in the back by the fire. Y'all done mount up. The ancestors are right here by Venue House. What is the energy like for you? I know you like to say, gentlemen, let's call me in the road. What is that energy like for you? I mean, like, what does it feel like?
Well, in most cases, when you then warm up and you got the call that it's time to line up and you get in that hole, the only thing your eyes are lasered on is focusing on what is at hand at that particular time. And for me, in most cases, once I get in that hole, it's just strictly business. I am who to the left or who to the right. All I want to do is make sure we lock this music up, and you just got to beat it.
War Daddy in the building.
You know, War Daddy, we locking up this music,
mm-hmm.
And we ain't even getting the war, because there's no war.
There's no war.
Because
it's only y'all.
We just destroying you. That's all.
March or die.
March or die.
And y'all want me to come over by your group?
We want to come over to our group?
Any space for me? You know, I like the music. I really like the music, Mr. Delavo. I think you guys bring a different type of funk and energy, but I think the regular non-Junkanoo person, they don't understand that the Junkanoo is a community in and out of itself. And when you are in the hole and you see the lights of Rawson Square, and you know that there are the judging zones, and you know that this music got to be right. This music got to lock in. When you realize that you are on the right at the beginning of Rawson Square, and you know it's time, it's showtime. Is that a different energy from the whole energy? Because the music got to set, the music got to lock in. Is that a different kind of feeling?
Well, you know, Russell Square is prime time.
Prime time, baby.
So once you get there,
yes,
you don't know all year you've been practicing for this moment.
Yes.
So like I say, you lock in, lay some focus, and you just displaying what you've been working hard for all year. All year you've been conditioning and practicing and arranging and rushing to all of these different functions. Now it's time to put up or shut up.
Get in the road.
This is your time now.
This year.
So if you don't do nothing in that time, Jesus will be up.
Do you, Mr. Delavo, tell me something. Do you think that Junkanoo is a mind game? Like, do you think that when you line up, you either know you win or lose from the fanfare? Do you think that you could say from the rollover, boy, we ain't get this morning?
Some mornings you could say, wow, we win. Some mornings you could say, we lose. You know, Junkanoo has changed so much. We as fans know who win. We as fans know who lose sometimes. We who rush in the jungle could say, boy, man, we wasn't 100%. Like, you, a group will know, like, they wasn't their full strength this particular morning. And this new thing in jungle now where you know, you got to be trying to flood the judging pool just so you could win. Like, I don't rate them kind of wins.
No.
I won't beat you at your best. You say you're better than us? I won't beat you. I won't beat you. I won't beat the brakes off you. So when you know you get beat, you see where I beat you. Not mother sick. How these niggas beat me in music and they bubbling? Like, they have a popcorn machine. You going on down bubbling and you win music and you celebrating? And come on, man.
You should feel shame.
Don't feel shame. Go work on your craft. Go get better for real. Stop depending on the judges. Get better on your craft. Stop cheating. Go get in the woodwork and try to get better, man.
Do you think that there are groups that cheat, Mr. Delavo?
Absolutely.
Really?
What?
That is profound. So you think that the judging pool is stacked?
I know the judging pool is stacked.
Oh, boy. This is powerful.
And I'm not going to get into the controversy because there's too much corruption in Junkanoo.
Oh, boy.
And again, you know, you touched on it earlier with the two groups, and I don't want to get in the Wally Boys business.
Right.
But there was an oversight. And because the group didn't see the oversight, they allowed the corruption to take place.
Understood.
And again, even with the stakeholders involved and the different agencies who know him, nowhere in this world that I could go into an agency and say, listen, I want to name my band the Saxons Reagan Square Band.
But again, Mr. Delavo, right? I have a bone of contention, because if this wasn't the Bally Boys, we wouldn't hear nothing of this. If this was any other group, it wouldn't have been a big deal. Genesis come, Genesis at the exhibition. Immortals come, Immortals at the exhibition. What make you any different? You car exhibition. Who you believe you is?
Understand.
Why you think you should have the carte blanche to do whatever it is that you like? You are a group like anybody else, and Junkanoo don't only belong to them.
So let's look at why they don't feel they need the exhibit.
Okay. All right.
The name speaks for itself. And because the name speaks for itself, it's a different name, then you have the exhibit. but because of the name of the valley. Once you say the Valley Boys Jungle Group, it's no exhibition because that name has already been established from 1958. So don't care who carrying the name. The name should not exhibit.
So the models shouldn't have exhibited? So
that's a new name.
But that's a new name too.
No, the Valley Boys is not a new name.
So let me ask you something. If you do the rules for one, you shouldn't do the rules for the next one?
I agree with the rules, but I'm saying to you, based on the branding, the name, right? This name has already been embedded in the Junkanoo for all these years.
Mm.
I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, 4 Valley Boys.
So it is. So they don't need to. You don't feel like they should?
They should have two groups?
Yes. They can't get it together.
You have two colors. You had colors in the team. You had colors Jungle Group. It don't make a difference. Bring all of them. You want to beat all of them together.
I say, meet me in the road.
You care how much Valley Boys it is?
No.
We don't care.
We don't care.
Bring them in the road. Line them up.
Yes.
And then just everybody just do what they got to do.
Well, Mr. Delaval, I stand on a point of order and I say, I don't care if you're in the F, the Q, the L, or the A category. In order for you to come to Bay Street, you got to be the Sox. And I say, that's your prerogative, sir. But I am the music champion. Me.
What champion you?
I win. And that's what it is.
Well, I mean, that's, I don't share
and
those sentiments.
I would like to see y'all independence. I would like to see what y'all can bring in the road, independence.
You all traveling, don't worry about what we're doing.
Yeah, no, we can be there for independence, sir. We traveling for Labor Day.
Oh, for independence?
Independence. I will see y'all independence. This 52 years of Bahamian culture. Don't bring no weird music to independence.
You sure y'all can be here?
We can be here, man. We don't get our shape. We don't have our Andrews. You're ready. Y'all watching us. Y'all jealous us.
Right,
yeah, we ready.
I like I like independence.
You like independence?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know you're an independence baby.
No, I love independence.
Thank you. I would like to have
it. My group can be ready for all this road rush.
Ah, boy.
I don't Bay Street. These niggas, they talk this nonsense, but oh, one family bring it in the prairie. It's only practice in the parking lot.
It's the truth, Mr. Delaval.
What that means?
That means that the people say, some of the people say, y'all only have the music in the parking lot by City Market and the wings and the gizzards. That's what the people say.
Yeah. Well, there's no cheating in the parking lot.
No, but the music really is sweet in the parking lot.
No cheating in the parking lot. Huh? Why then JCMB don't make a decision and just remove the music makers and the prodigal sons? Right, so they wouldn't carve the force one farm in the road when we still wasn't ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd come with this nonsense, but oh, you could bring it. Yeah, we could only bring it when the group ain't ready. But when we ready.
Yes, sir.
And we can line up and organize ourselves properly.
Mm-hmm.
Then let me compete.
All right.
Don't force me in the road because this group talk ain't ready and still allow them to rush after me and didn't provide no penalty because one family decided to go before all of them.
Where was your JCNB rep, sir?
We don't worry. I don't worry about no JCMB rep. I don't know about the judges. The parade management team takes over, right?
Yes.
So don't come telling me that woman no rep.
All right, sir. I'm sorry. But I'm just
so saying. So you have a rep on the parade management team?
No, sir. But as a JCMB member, you are standing there. You have the opportunity to say
the JCMB don't have nothing to do with the parade management team.
I understand that. So the PMT takes over the parade. I understand that. But as if your rep is there, your rep is supposed to have their guide and they're supposed to be able to say, hey, instead of just coming to the JCMB meeting for sandwich and water in the road.
What an insult to the JCMB and the parade management team to have three groups not ready to go at 12:01.
But they're supposed to be ready. You're supposed to be ready
How
to rush.
How could you be ready when you can just the arteries to get into the boulevard.
So my group was ready. I cannot speak for the other groups.
Your group ready because you all get number 7, right?
We did pick last.
Okay, so you all could afford to be ready.
No, we didn't pick last. But we got whatever's left in the back.
The groups would have come into Bay Street earlier.
Yes.
We have all groups coming in at the same time. So when groups are coming in at the same time, there's a congestion.
You all need a project manager.
And you all shut. Man, we get all kind of things in that group. But if they shut off the road and making Junkanoos go way around and create like a conundrum, getting into the boulevard, this is what the problem is.
We're going to address these problems.
Again?
We're going to address these problems. This message is from Aunt Vern. Aunt Vern says, hey, go easy on the gentleman in the room, please. Thank you. Aunt Vern, I tried, but this man, he put plenty pressure on me. Let me say a shout out to all of my loves in the Freaks Chat, Spence, Nicole, Kamala, Aisha, I want you to know that I appreciate you for listening. Sean, thank you. Mr. Delavaux, you made a comment, but this, I have a question. Question, can love in Junkanoo exist? What does that mean, Dexter? Can love in Junkanoo exist? Can love in Junkanoo exist?
Absolutely. What is more compatible than when you have two persons who have understanding about the culture? I mean, that is so beautiful.
It is.
Absolutely.
So when it's time for a wedding, what would happen at the wedding? You think it would have been two separate groups? Like you are one family, right? And let's just say I like you and you like me. And like, what would happen at a wedding? You think we'd have both groups at the wedding?
It'd be a jungle parade.
To the Google. To the absolute Google. I would think, because my group, you know, is my group, I would like them to kick the music over.
Kick what music over?
If I'm just saying.
No, man.
No?
The best music you can jungle is one family.
That's what you think?
I'm not talking about who went on the prize.
Right.
The best music group in jungle is one family.
Uh-huh.
You can't kick over better than us.
You can't kick over.
Not better than us.
Oh, boy. I mean, you.
The rhythm is going to get you.
The rhythm is going to get you. At night. Oh, man. You don't. Can I audition for your band?
You're not taking any more people.
Mr. Delavaux, I have some more questions here for you. It's been very entertaining. I mean, you're making me smile. I'm blushing a little bit and all. Do you think that there's a misconception about who Junkanooers are? Do you think people just think that we're just a bunch of...
People do judge you based on your affiliation in Junkanoo. And those persons who are doing that, I pray for them, you know, and I'm a junk and appreciate that. Don't get no sleep over it. You know, we doing things out here, you know, we doing great things. We are professionals. We know when to put on our professional hats.
Mm-hmm.
We know when to get in the boulevard and do our thing. And, you know, most of the places in Junkanoo are deeply involved in professional capacity. The prime minister of the country, right? Former prime minister, Pillen, he was a
pig.
Right? Perry Glaston Christie, the Right Honorable Perry Glaston Christie.
Wally Boy.
You know? And we have
Dr. Menace,
who was a Saxon.
He's still a Bella.
I mean, he's a garbage shaker.
Yeah.
Dog them can't ring, though. But I'm just saying, right?
Yes.
That we have professional people involved in Junkanoo.
We do.
And there's no question about it. People do judge us, you know, and we accept the judgment. Judge not, or you will be judged.
All right. The casting coming up. Tell me something, Mr. Delavaux. When it comes up to the lineup for Labor Day, particular Labor Day that you would have expected at any other time, do you think that it's going to be life-changing, or it's just another free road rush?
First and foremost, Labor Day is for the workers.
Yes.
Secondly, nothing new in Junkanoo. Everybody can come in the road, do what they got to do, and then they can brag and say, oh, I beat you. Or this will happen. You know what I mean? So end of the day, you come in the road, you display what you're dealing with, and the people can say, wow, this group was good. Oh, this group, it didn't make no sense. You just got to accept whatever it is on Labor Day. You know, it's just a rush for the hardworking people in this country, and we paying homage to them.
Now, after Labor Day, you have independence. Independence for me is where rubber meet the road, because I can see you on the road. I can see you on the corner of East Street. I can see you in that little quadrant right there.
I saw you last year.
I saw you last year too.
So I mean, what's the difference?
And the Saxons dominated.
What?
The Saxons dominated independence. We were organized. We had color coordinated shirts. Our music was in pure synchronization.
I didn't like, I mean, the Saxon had, I think, a date or something.
We did have a young
when you all come with that ceremony thing before, it just took away from the essence, kind of, for me.
Right.
But I understood what was happening.
Yes, sir.
So I got a little slap on the wrist for that. But
so you,
did you saw the tsunami last?
I mean, y'all had too much people. Y'all had too much people. You can't control the music with all them people, okay? Y'all had too much people.
I don't have nothing to do with how good the music sounded.
I'm not saying that your music wasn't good, Mr. Delavaux. I'm simply saying to you, I stand on a point of order. Y'all had too much people.
The people are flocking. Go to the aunt. But this year,
yes,
we are putting a restriction in place. You know, we're putting a restriction in place. You know, we know poisons, they all over the groups, these groups hopping.
Everybody
hopping.
You think it's the money, or there's no loyalty in Junkanoo anymore? It's like a prostitution vibe?
No, some people getting paid and then some manipulation going on.
Too. Master manipulation.
Yes, because we have some good recruiters on that too. And poisons want to be from their groups. So it's no problem at that. It's Junkanoo. This happened before.
No, but Mr. Delavaux, I feel like this, right? If I am a Junkanooer and my group is the Saxons, listen, man, you can't get me. Even though they do me bad, right? You can't get me to leave my group. Because what I could do in the Saxons, I can't do no place else. When our music kick over and when you feel that in your tummy, and the music just like the passion come. I can't. I don't know if I can get it with the next group. Now, when you all come out, I love your music. It's melodious. I feel it. It's deep within me, right? But when the Saxons, when they roll up, it's a different type of feeling. You can't buy that feeling. Group, that is called prostitution.
We understand that. And again,
talk to me.
Junkanoo is voluntary. People will make a decision and do what they would like to do. And, you know, I big on loyalty. You know what I mean? I had my time when I was younger, making my transition to different groups, because I had no understanding on what was really going on in terms of what my destiny would have been, or what my plan would have been. You know, because I thought Junkanoo was just a voluntary, that we could just rush with whatever group we want to rush with.
Mm.
But now groups are now organized. You know, one family brought organization into Junkanoo. So groups are now being organized. The chairman, I mean, I see when group get minister of Tum Tum, minister of Goldskin,
minister of the fire, this minister of the palette,
director
of the whistle,
director of cardboard. This nigga is the director of pacing. I mean, these groups are so organized now. And I say that, you know, but I said it jokingly, but this is what the reality is now.
I say it jokingly too, right? Because y'all have plenty flyer. Y'all have plenty. Every week, one particular group was dropping a flyer, but I would like to know. I want y'all to come in the road. Every week is a flyer. Every 17th hour, there's a flyer.
Yeah, but see, I'm not interested in what flyer or what group doing these things. You know?
Right.
Like, that don't impress me.
No, what impresses you? You're a senior man.
I mean, with Junkanoo, ain't much could impress me like that. I can be honest with you, because
you've seen it all.
You don't set the bar so high in Junkanoo. So when you see certain groups doing certain things, you'll be like, mother said, these niggas still behind. You done put it way up there, and these guys then bring it right back down to the ground and try to get it back to where you done put it. I haven't seen it yet.
Mm.
There haven't been a paradigm shift. It's the same thing. You win, I lose. This one cheat. The judge did. Man, listen to me, man. I mean, Junkanoo will be Junkanoo. I don't get emotional and get crazy, you know. But listen, I ain't got Junkanoo chat. Pick up the legends. Man, we be talking all kind of nonsense inside there. And you got to be strong. Only the strong will survive.
Only the strong will survive.
And see, that's Junkanoo. That keeps the essence going. That keeps the competitiveness. The competitiveness going. And, you know, Junkanoo is all about competitiveness. And once you are competing, you compete at a high level. See, I come to compete. I come to lose. I come to play. But you know, some groups will be like, oh, they come to kill, wait till they do this, or wait till they do that, in jungle words. But I don't pay attention to those things. Them things don't move me. I will see something different. Here and there, nothing different. Everybody coming with this funny arrangement, funny song. Everybody coming with this tickle. Everybody coming with these bass parting. Everybody coming with these bells of fine fare. They come with the kookalaka. Like, bro, come on.
But let me ask you something. I watched a video recently, right? One family. You all had the two king bells in the back.
Again, the congestion to get the group to Bay Street.
Right.
Sometimes you mobilize in the group. Your logistics persons will say, listen, we're going to try to get to Bay Street. We come in, few be moving. Guys still working. Some guys don't be ready. But there's no artery to say, you know what? If this person come late, you can come through this corridor. So with them being stuck in traffic trying to get those costumes from the Bay Street, there was a congestion. So our King Bellas couldn't get to Bay Street on time. So time as they was able to get, one farm was done on the clock, and we had to start. Because the makers and the prodigals did the work. They was ready, but their banner wasn't in place.
I have a question for you. Would you rather take a penalty than to lose music? Caller, good afternoon. I'm good, thank you. We are on the air. Would you like me to play your call live? Okay, just a second. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, how you doing, man? I just want to say hello to everybody. Talking about them on your show today. So I just had to call in and make sure, you know, we be good.
Right.
I mean, the rain is down. I don't know. They prayed for the rain yesterday.
Yes.
For Milwaukee.
Right.
But you know, we in God's hands, so.
We are God's chosen. And who are you, sir? Can you give me your name, please?
My name is Bob the Bella.
Bob the Builder, we appreciate your call. I take it that you are a Saxon superstar.
I think that's what it is. I ran out of the fry yesterday.
Yes.
And you know, there was a jungle group out there. They may even share Saxon superstars.
Right.
Man, listen to me.
Tell me.
I thought, but I still have my boots. My boots are still on the ground, Kenny.
Where them fans at?
My boots are still on the ground. I know another group played slippers on the ground. I don't know.
I
just had to call in and tell you, keep it up, man. Keep it up. I love the show. Love the show. I like what I hear.
I love it.
Everybody talked that Sox is coming on Labor Day. I don't know why they so, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
The Roots Jungle organization haven't been the Labor Day for some of years.
Right.
Maybe we just did the champions title break. Just one year.
One.
I think.
Okay, I understand. I understand fully. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, Bob. I appreciate you calling, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, within the sound of my voice, that was Bob the Builder. Bob says that the Saxons have only taken one break. Roots hasn't been to Junkanoo since Jesus was in slippers, but everybody is mad with the Saxons.
So tell Bob the Builder.
Tell
Bob the Builder, let's keep the grill light, right? Because them Chinese books that you all heard yesterday.
Yes.
All I hear was they Chinese books.
Y'all use clack, clack, clack.
them Chinese, them old sour notes. I play what kind of Chinese notes.
Where them fans at? But you.
All the fans?
Sir.
Where the fans are there?
Mr. Delvaux.
Did you all have fans
are
there?
Mr. Delvaux, we had fans. Did you, Mr. Delvaux, the Saxon superstars, SSD, brought the fans last parade. And with that, you know we kill y'all girls. Choreograph.
Who's that?
We demolished y'all, you know. I mean, like we just win everything.
I just need you to stay focused. I mean, every year you're all trying to look like Wakanda. When you all can change your costume.
Now, y'all Wakanda was nice.
Y'all keep trying to look like Wakanda. I mean.
Y'all Wakanda was
y'all,
nice.
Y'all get over it. Get over it. For the whole group, even your brass coming to. I don't want to say what they had on their head. I would leave that alone. Jeremy is my good friend.
Yes, Jeremy is our good friend.
Yeah, that's my good friend.
And Walden is our good friend.
Keep the great light, Jeremy.
Jeremy's our good friend. Walden is our good friend.
Yeah, man.
And South is our good friend. And we will not tarnish. We will stand firm. Do we have another call? Okay, Chris said my caller hung up. Mr. Delavoye, I have another question for you. When it comes up to the overall parade, what do you think is the portion of the parade that people look for the most? Is it the girls? Is it the front line? Is it the music? Is it the lead costume? What do people look for most?
People look for the spectacularness, or people just look for the wow, this group is beautiful. They look for the excitement. But when people come to Bay Street, they come to really hear this music. If your group can look good, you know, mm-hmm. but if your music here and there,
mm-hmm.
you don't make any sense.
At all?
At all.
What do you think causes groups to lose on Bay Street, aside from the not being organized?
What causes groups to lose?
Take the judges part out.
Well,
like the mentality. Should you come in? Junkin' was a game. Junkin' is a mental game from you talking garbage in the chat. From you saying, get y'all dead. Like that's a mental thing, right? So, like, how? Tell me.
Well, in most cases, it could be so many different things. You might have a game plan to say, this is what we can do. That game plan might don't work.
Mm-hmm.
You might have somebody who is supposed to bring this extra tricky costume or bring something special to Bay Street.
Right.
And that didn't happen or it didn't work.
Right.
I feel like most groups who are less organized find themselves getting beat. So if you're not organized that morning, you could get the L quickly. If you organize, you start a chance being in the top 2 top 3. If you organize. But what separates you from the poison would look good and sound good is just who sound the best, who look the best.
But undeniably, Mr. Delavoye, right? When the Saxons mount up, I see y'all standing on the side of the road watching us.
Saxon than when before they even started rushing.
What do you mean by that?
Because you look almost better than everybody.
We did look. We looked better than everybody. We looked better than everybody.
No presentation.
What do you mean we didn't have no presentation? Which morning we didn't have any presentation?
I didn't see no presentation. Yes, boxing.
I beg your pardon?
Especially New Year's.
I beg your pardon?
What presentation on New Year's?
What are you talking about?
What presentation on New Year's?
What?
You're stuttering. You're trying to think, hey, you had nothing.
I'm just asking you.
You had nothing. So leave that right there. You had nothing.
What y'all had?
Man.
What y'all had?
Black history. You didn't see it?
That's what y'all had?
Can't you see it?
Oh, I thought you was meeting those girls in the clothes, because I mean, that couldn't be your presentation there.
I said, did you see it?
I saw your presentation.
All right, then.
I mean, it was good.
Well, what y'all was?
Which morning?
New Year's. I keep telling you New Year's. Do I have a boxing day? We know y'all brought boxing day.
You trying to confuse the situation, Mr. Delavoye, and this is my radio show, and the Saxons look good.
Yeah, let me stay focused.
I just want to know from you, when you think of an overall group theme, should the music match the theme? Should the front line match this? How do you conceptualize the theme? Because I understand the theme was yours.
I had nothing to do with none of those themes.
They say it's you.
I had nothing to do with none of those themes.
Okay.
And I just feel like once you telling a story,
mm-hmm.
you present your synopsis from the banner, go straight back.
Right.
You identifying what your costuming is supposed to be, X, Y, Z. Whoever execute the team the best,
mm-hmm.
look the best, sound the best, in most cases, wins.
When they come by the fire, right? They come by the fire by y'all to George Street. And they say, this is what y'all bringing. This it? That's all y'all get? Is that a mind? Is that a psych? Are they running psych on you?
The mental thing kicks in when you start to see a group on the Bay Street. So you will walk around the boulevard, see other groups, mm-hmm. and you look and see what your group get. Mm-hmm. And you would say, mother sick, where are bellas is? Let me see how bellas look. Mm-hmm. And when you say how your bellas look, you'll be like, mother sick, that's how they look.
Garbage.
Be out this morning.
Yellow.
You look at the lead costume, you see one hand swinging, one neck twist, you'll be like, Jesus, we can't win this parade.
No.
You see the banner, look like they ain't finished it yet, then you know you get beat. Then you look and you look at the back line. There's no kind of discipline. You don't say, boy, we game with this, we game with that. Then you look, let us get all kind of days going up. You know, you say, boy, I ain't gonna lie. He gets nothing in the
he
morning.
He gets nothing.
Everybody else uniform from head to toe. Everybody else setting the discipline in their group. And you come down, looking like you have a different group going on.
I have a question. This is a question. This message says, Black history was garbage. I was totally disappointed by their presentation. It was so lackluster and already defeated. Do you think that sometimes you could come out the gate and say, listen, we done in the road, we might as well just go down?
Well, I know for sure what my focus is. My focus is being music. And that person who sent that text is biased, right? And I knew that team, New Year's, wasn't our best. And of course, we did the best we can, New Year's. But if they feel that the Saxon executed their team, New Year's, right? Or if anybody feel the Saxon executed this team, New Year's, to win the parade, will be telling a lie.
But we won.
The Saxon did really look horrible New Year's. I mean, you was horrible.
But we won the parade.
Saxon was horrible.
But maybe we were just the best out of all the rest of you.
No, but I want a text to talk about what the sound of Saxon looked.
But how did we sound?
Well, it sounded good.
Okay.
The brass. But the back line was horrible.
All them patterns were picking in the back line. What are you talking about?
Say it again.
All of those patterns that were picked in the back line. Dropping low in patterns in the back there, bro. Yes.
You almost dropping platinum. Eh?
Listen, sir. We was dropping buttons in the back there. Did you not hear the thunder and the roar from the Saxons? I believe you biased, you know, Mr. Delavaux.
I am happy that the Saxons had some level of success.
Right.
And I would.
I mean, we was losing for such a long time. We went for a parade, y'all mad? Eric, the whole world mad?
One family ain't mad with nobody.
Okay.
We got beat. We are not here crying. We would go to the drawing board. And when we come back again,
mm-hmm.
one family will be ready. Weeping may endure for a night.
Oi!
But joy coming in the morning.
Mr. Telephone. Oh boy. If you had to. Mr. Telephone, if you had to speak to youngsters today and give them a word of encouragement for what is to come, John, we will not be on. One day we will look around and you and I will not be on Bay Street. There'll be no one to row and cuss and carry on, and they're all in good fun. If there's one thing that you'd like to say to youngsters, what would that be to the youth of the nation about what John Canoe is and how you see John Canoe? Because John Canoe has changed from when I was a child and you were a child. When I started out in the Saxons, I started out as a choreograph. I started as a little girl. I was 3 years old. And then I moved in the back with Higgins. And then I moved further in the back. And now I sit in here.
Yeah, but your question is not designed to say, give one word. Or one.
Tell me whatever you want to tell me. The stage is yours, baby.
I mean,
Mr. Delavaux.
I would say to every young child in this country, get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Work on your craft.
Right.
Stay disciplined.
Right.
Mind your manners.
Mm-hmm.
Manners and respect take you to the world, mama say.
Yes.
I would say that to every young child. Be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Stay the course.
Mm.
Don't be no fool. Stay in school. I would say that to every child, that wants to get involved with Junkanoo. Junkanoo is the greatest show on earth. It is the greatest club in the Bahamas. And we have to embrace it. We have to do more for Junkanoo. People talk about the culture, they talk about the arts, but they don't really love us. Now, we spend too much money in Junkanoo to facilitate getting to the parades. It's just so much. And I would just like to use this opportunity, even my team, you know, from the Dino, the lead bass drummer, Pender, the lead bella, Trico Johnson, the lead brass, Dennis Chalo, my lead scraper, Berger, the black horn, my lead drummer, Ramon, Mali. I want to say to those guys, man, just continue waking, keep pushing. The sky is the limit. Win, lose, or draw, one family, you'll be in the road ready to march or die. We don't care who go, we don't care who come. One family and be ready. We also would like to say to Mr. Ford, Mr. Forbes, Mr. Kermit Forbes, this year, who's going to be instrumental in assisting us, whatever we need, etc. From Southern Dino, we appreciate him coming on board to assist us and help us out. And, you know, One Family is a very great organization. We want to thank our many sponsors too. You know, the Albanese and the Sunshine Insurance and all of the other ones, the Coca-Colas. We thank God for those people who put their hands in their pocket to make sure One Family get the base to compete. That is so powerful.
It is, especially.
We need money.
We need it. And I think that we should all be very cognizant of the fact that Sir Franklin gives to all of us. And one thing that he said that was so very clear on Bay Street, actually this year, he said, if you had a gun, you couldn't rob the Saxons this morning. I just want that to be very, very clear. This is a message for you. This texter says he's making plenty sense, giving plenty good advice for young people who want to get involved with Junkanoo. Junkanoo is the greatest show on earth. This next text reads, Kenny, you and Pam need to have your own show. This text reads, before a group lineup, you know who in the running. A real Junkanoo knows where or not their group deserves to win. We know this. Tell every child this, we things preserve it. Take good care of your children's children, okay? This is another text. And this text reads, out of the mouth of babes, wasn't one family formed from the Saxons? I can't answer that question. I mean, I think One Family is a combination of a lot of other groups. I have a question for you now, Mr. Delaval, right? Because you seem to devote a lot of time to your music, right, from the rhythm band. And then you do you have a lot of time for your backline chairmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Where does your regular life fit into all of this?
Well, there's something called strike, and you must make time
mm-hmm.
at some point in your life to facilitate taking care of your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
You go on trips.
Yes.
You have a date night.
You have a lady, Mr. Delaval?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is she a Junkanoo lady, Mr. Delaval?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of the queens of Junkanoo.
Oh, boy.
And again, you know.
I'd like to meet her.
You'd like to meet her?
I'd like to meet her.
Okay, I would introduce you to her after the show.
So your love life doesn't take a toll in terms of your Junkanoo involvement?
Nothing comes before my relationship.
Amen.
But I am involved with so many different activities.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this, I am different
mm-hmm.
because I am involved with so much different entities and I try to strike a balance.
Mm-hmm.
When you are an eagle, you have to keep flying. I'm not a chicken. Only a chicken stays on the ground.
Absolutely.
But when you are an eagle, you have to fly from here to there. And once you get from here to there, it will be everywhere.
We are going to take a break. We have gone so far over time. Chris, My engineer is really staying with me late today. Chris, can we take a quick commercial break and come back? I'm here on Kenny's Corner speaking with Mr. Reuben Craig Delaval, master percussionist, leader of the rhythm band. The rhythm is going to get you. And the backline, Sherman, for One Family, March or Die. Who them girls is? Warriors. We will be back after this quick commercial
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas.
And the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Get some popcorn and some wine and put your leg on your drunken lover, you know? Have a good evening. It's nice and toasty outside. Turn the air conditioning on if your electricity is on. And, you know, just have yourself a good time. But we have clearly gone over time tonight. But interesting conversation here with Jabin, Mr. Pum Pum. The rhythm is going to get you.
All night.
All night. All day and night.
All night.
At night. Oh, boy. So, Mr. Delaval, I just want to close out the show this evening. When it comes up to Junkanoo, this is our culture, and this is what we should hold near and dear to us. Some people say that we are over-passionate and we take Junkanoo to the extreme. But when it comes up to Junkanoo, and when it comes up to the culture and the craft, you have been around the world. You've been to London. You've been to Ireland. You've been everywhere. Using your hands to create the rhythm with your tum-tum drum. How many drums do you think you have in total?
I have at least, I have a storage of over 80-something drums.
And they all give different tunes? Or like, why do you have so many drums?
Well, you know, when you're a master, you can't only have one drum.
Indeed.
You have to invest in your craft.
You must.
When you love something, you have more than multiple tools. Mm-hmm. So the drum is like my tool, you know, and being able to represent the country all over the world, I couldn't just have one drum.
No.
You know, because it hurts.
Absolutely.
You know, I get a jungle drum just for rushing. And I get like 50 of those just for rushing.
Yeah, we know.
And then my drum solo drums, that's just for drum solos. I get at least 10 of those. And then drums for the rhythm band.
Mm-hmm.
Those drums are just for the band purposes.
Mm.
So, you know, I switch it up every so often. So I like things like that.
Okay. There's a caller on the line. Go right ahead, please.
Good afternoon to both you and Mr. Delavo. How are you, sir?
Greetings and salutation all the way from Exuma.
I understood that you are forsaking us this year, or the boycotting us. Is that true or not? From BT.
No, it's no boycott, just that the timing of the negotiations were off. After we came over to Cat Island last year, they booked us right away. But Barry Carey took so long to negotiate, so the timeline wasn't matching up.
We love you in BT. Now I'm going to take that piece of property that I have for you. I'm going to take that back because you deny me.
No, I'll be back next year.
Okay, well said. How are you, madam?
I am well, sir. I am well. Alpha male. Alpha male.
I know that young man from a little boy. He's a very good young man.
Oh, he's the best. He is
His father and me, they'll be a best friend, and his mother. Best friend. But we love him in BT. Oh, we love him in BT.
We love him in New Providence as well. Absolutely. He is absolutely the best.
Okay. You all have a good evening now.
You as well. Thank you so much. As Kenny, people love this show. Continue the show until 9 p.m. We love John Canoe. I can't continue until 9 o'clock. You want Dwight to hang me. So, Mr. Delavo, greetings and salutations. I tell you, you have plenty of talk, Mr. Delavo. You better bring this talk to Bay Street for Independence and Labor Day.
Well, I, again, one family focus is not just winning on Bay Street.
Right.
It's winning the community.
I want to be in the community with you all.
And listen to me.
Tell me.
All the way. The best shop in Junkanoo.
Hey.
Taylor Street.
Oh, boy.
You know, I love Peter Street, too. Mm-hmm. I love the Gaza Boys. But he's a Taylor Street man.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all know y'all come to Taylor Street and learn everything from us. So just stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my boy, the late Smokey. When I joined one family, that was the first person that paced my costume. I didn't have to worry about pacing no more in Junkanoo.
Right.
He said, boy, you got to one family? Boy, I pacing you. So rest in peace. Chad Smokey Ferguson. Boy, listen to me, boy. I miss Chad.
I know you saw Chad just that Thursday when y'all rushed.
Man,
and
listen.
And then that was it.
That it's a great loss. It's a great loss. And that's my boy.
And y'all put down some music in that Catholic cemetery.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you so much, Mr. Delavo, for coming up. But, you know, my guys put down some music for me as well, you know.
Well, I see some things bubbling in the accents.
Yeah.
But we got a popcorn machine for y'all.
You have a popcorn machine for us?
Yeah.
Get your popcorn ready. Get your popcorn ready.
You all better get your popcorn.
It could be a movie.
Well, you guys, anyway.
They say movies for guys who like movies.
No.
Hi.
This one could be Netflix.
Oh, boy. Netflix and chill?
We can fix y'all.
Oh.
The doorbell is waking.
The doorbell is waking because I want you to know, you know, y'all talk a good game. Y'all like to go up in the mountains and get greased down. But there ain't no greasing down this lap. You got to bring that in the road.
Stay on the coconut tree.
You get back.
You see, you know who was having the coconut, right?
Yes, I do.
The coconut man.
You get your handshake this morning.
Boy, listen to me.
Boy, Mr. Delavo, this can be a hot one.
I love it.
I love it, too.
I love it.
I will see
boy,
you in the
some
road.
People get some hard mode.
Are you telling you?
Oh, but boy, I tell you.
People get some hard mode. People cashing some big check. They writing plenty of money.
Boy, listen, it's going to be some big white teeth on Bay Street. No Vanessa.
Well, God rest the dead. My mother used to say, don't write a check. You ask your cash.
Oh, boy.
I hope all of this money would share and out. It really come to pass and the brass ain't get lost in Freeport. But anyway, Mr. Delavo, it's been a wonderful opportunity having you here on Kenny's Corner. Will you be back?
Boy, this corner hot.
This corner right here is for Rude, boy.
Let's be sure to say my color corner.
this, This Ross caller. This Ross caller of the day.
Boy, I tell you. Thomas, like Taylor Street.
But would you like to buy me a drink? I like Rattlers, you know. Buy me a drink later.
You want a Rattler?
I want a Rattler.
I know what you like, you know.
So like Google. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kenny's Corner. And I am your passionate Junkanoo host, Kendanique Campbell. And this has been an awesome experience for us this evening. Thank you so much, Mr. Delavaux, for being here with us. The rhythm.
Appreciate your invitation. Have a blessed night, Bahamas. The rain is coming.
And it's time for the popcorn and the wine. Kenny's Corner, good evening. Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.